after all that they've been through to get home. The refugees of Fallujah find their cities in ruins. This is a living nightmare for the people returning to their homes. There is nothing left of their former lives or the city they once knew. Almost all of the houses and the businesses have been destroyed or damaged. The American media has failed to report the destruction of an entire city.
So first, I just wanted to talk to you about how you started to report. You were talking about one of the main issues that you were kind of grappling with was the media coverage over Iraq, and that was part of the reason that you felt compelled to go over there. What is it about the mainstream media that is so lacking? Is it the lack of reporting on pertinent issues, or the lack of reporting on the right things, or is it the way in which the reporting is being done?
It's the way in which it's being done, because if we look at the quantity, there's tons of reportage about Iraq. I mean, it's the biggest story consistently, almost day in and day out. But if you look at how it's being reported, like the whole misrepresentation of the situation in Fallujah, like I talked about, or the lead up to the war in the U.S. is the prime example. Focusing narrowly over and over and over about weapons of mass destruction and yellow cake and mushroom clouds and all of this, rather than let's look at the real facts, let's look at what was generated actually by the UN weapons inspections teams. I mean, that's the case in point, which now we're seeing 2.5 years later and hundreds of thousands of dead Iraqis later, the truth come out. And it's because I think most mainstream journalists aren't doing their job. And with the situation in Iraq, I mean, they don't leave their hotel. So how can you be a journalist if you don't leave your hotel? Automatically, you put yourself in a position where your main source of information is the U.S. military. The specific institution that we're supposed to be keeping in check as a journalist, just like our job is to keep the government in check rather than being their voice box. So, it's the quality of reporting. You know, Judith Miller, the New York Times, case in point. You know, she's a war criminal. She's complicit of inciting the public to violence by violating the Nuremberg Charter for Journalism and the UNESCO Charter for Journalism, instead of actually being a journalist and, well, let's question these sources that the government's naming for weapons of mass destruction. You know, and I think, you know, that trend has continued all the way through the occupation.
Now, having lived in Iraq for some time, what do you think of the actual media in and around the Middle East? You mentioned Al Jazeera. What kind of media coverage is the Middle East getting? What does the media look like over there?
Well, like Al Jazeera, I like them. While they're not always 100% accurate, but they're unafraid to show what happens when bombs explode. They're unafraid to show women and children who are caught up in the middle of the fighting. They're unafraid to be critical of the Iraqi government or the U.S. government. And for this reason, they've been kicked out of just about every single Arab state. They've been kicked out of Iran because they've been critical about that regime. They've been kicked out of Iraq because they've been critical of the U.S. puppet government as well as the U.S. government. They've been kicked out of Jordan. I mean, you name it. They've been kicked out of just about every single state in the Gulf region, and it's because they do their job as journalists, which is being critical of governments and really cover them and really dig into different stories. And I think Al Jazeera does a good job as a journalist, you know, as journalists on the ground. And now they're reduced to a situation, having been being kicked out of Iraq, where basically their coverage exists of a few guys running around with satellite phones. Because if they get caught, it's been announced by the Iraqi government under Ayed Alawi that they will be detained and then sent out of the country, if they're lucky, sent out of the country, I suppose. But Al Jazeera is good, and then there's others like Al Ahram, I think they're a weekly based out of Cairo newspaper that's quite big in the Middle East, and then Sharqiya, and there's a few others. And at the same time, there's others U.S. backed, like Al-Iraqiya, which is a U.S.-funded satellite station now in Iraq, which is actually broadcast out of Virginia. So there's that kind of thing going on as well, which, you know, most Iraqis I know call Al-Iraqiya the CIA channel, and nobody watches it because everybody knows it's bullshit propaganda. But at the same time, there's definitely at least a few decent Arab networks that are trying to get the job done.
Do you think Iraq and this whole process of covering Iraq has been formative for the independent media movement at all? Or do you think it's kind of this slow build in terms of trying to turn around people's perceptions of where truth can be found in the media? Is it, you know, independent media has been building for a long time. Do you think Iraq is a turning point, or is it just another step on the ladder?
I'd say it's more towards another step in the ladder, but I think it's a big step. I think it's, on one hand, it's highlighted the desperate need for independent media that's there. I mean, it's shown, I mean, as they've taken this propaganda apparatus to new levels in the U.S. of covering it, where it is to the level of just pure propaganda on a regular basis. It's they've delegitimized themselves and kind of left the door open for independent and alternative media to really take it up a few notches. And it's also at the same time highlighted the dire need for this kind of reporting. You know, that they're not doing it. Not only are they not doing it, but they're fully engaged in supporting the state. And it's the job of us now to step in and fill the void that's left from them not doing their job. And I think it is happening more and more. I mean, we see Democracy Now just exploding. We see other alternative and community stations getting a lot more listeners now. So I think it's helped the situation because it's a crisis, as crises tend to do that, you know?
Well, I just wanted to say that I think on behalf of everybody here, thanks for the work you're doing. And your new book is...
Well, thanks a lot for that. And the new book is a work in progress. It's going to be a while before it's out, but it's basically going to be a first-person narrative on what I saw in my, what I've seen in my time in Iraq, but also, of course, with a very big media bent. I'm going to take an angle of, like, well, here's, for example, what I saw in Fallujah in April when I went into the city, and then how that was reported, how that siege was reported in the mainstream media. So it's going to definitely have... That's going to be one of the main things.
Thanks.